It wouldn't be an overstatement to call Malcolm Turnbull and Tony Abbott mortal enemies. Turnbull over recent days has denied being involved in setting up an alternative centre-right party, but is publicly supportive of the idea. I wonder, Jan, what you think about how we're seeing a new political landscape in part being shaped by old feuds.
Yeah, it's a good question. And what Abbott, the fact that he's being brought back into the fold, and what Turnbull has been out over this week talking about this concept of a new centrist party, it all speaks to the makeup of the political landscape at the moment and this enormous vacuum that now sits in the centre ground that the Labor Party sits in now and the Liberal Party used to sit in. And the factors that have driven the Liberal Party out of that space and pushed them further to the right, Tony Abbott is a huge factor behind that. And that has obviously, the lurch to the right have given rise to the Teal Independents. It's allowed the Teal Independents to solidify their position in Australian politics, and I guess is sort of fed into this debate about, you know, what next for them. So I think when you sort of trace the contours of politics over the last decade and why we're here where we are in terms of the state of the Liberal Party, the rise of One Nation, the vacuum in the political centre, I mean, Turnbull and Abbott are kind of critical figures in that story, and just these sliding doors moments throughout history are just fascinating to see. And perhaps we're seeing another one play out this week as, you know, as we speak.
Is this just the first step in what Tony Abbott hopes will be a full political comeback?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I spoke to people that are familiar with Abbott's thinking who've said that his, and this is sort of no open secret in the conversations he's had, is that his first priority is to return to Parliament. His name was floated before the Farah by-election. That obviously didn't eventuate. Geography doesn't seem to be a restriction here. His name's been mentioned in seats in Melbourne, in Sydney, in regional New South Wales. So I certainly think that if there is an opportunity, if the presidency goes quote-unquote well, there's every chance that he'll put his hand up. He's 68 years old, but he still looks fit. He still looks like he really wants it. So I think that is a definite possibility.
Dan, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
That was Dan Jervis-Bardi, Guardian Australia's chief political correspondent in Canberra. You can find more of his work on theguardian.com, and we've linked to his latest piece on the full story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Krishna Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Lou Hill. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Nord Haydad. Thanks for listening.